From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump held a campaign-style rally in Phoenix, Arizona, Tuesday evening. Prior to the event, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that the president would take no action pardoning former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's conviction for intentionally disobeying a judge's order in an immigration case. Trump reiterated that again during his speech, but intonated that he would issue a pardon in the future.
You know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
Arpaio is scheduled to be sentenced on October 5th. The 85-year-old faces up to 6 months in jail, though attorneys who have filed the case doubt someone his age would be incarcerated. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and other U.S. military officials were in Baghdad Tuesday on an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi leaders. Mattis says the situation in Iraq has improved significantly over the past 3 years under Iraqi Prime Minister Hadir al-Abadi, and the U.S.-led coalition will continue to stand with them.
Today, the security for the Iraqi people has been greatly improved. Cities have been liberated, people freed from ISIS, from Daesh.
On Sunday, Iraq's military launched an offensive to take back Tal Afar, an area about 60 kilometers west of Mosul. A powerful typhoon has forced offices and schools to close and canceled hundreds of flights on Hong Kong, where residents were hunkering down as the storm passes by. Severe Typhoon Hato was about 60 kilometers south of Hong Kong on Wednesday morning and moving toward the mainland, China's Pearl River Delta. A direct hit to Hong Kong was not expected, but outlying areas may experience winds of 140-plus kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. Three young brothers have been saved by emergency services after being trapped by a magnitude 4 earthquake that struck the Italian island of Ischia. At least 2 people have been killed and 25 injured. Some people are still unaccounted for. Reporter Jacob Greaves has more.
The island has a population that swells to around 200,000 in peak summer months. Most of the damage occurred in the higher areas of the volcanic island away from the coast.
Helicopters and a ferry boat have brought in extra rescue workers from the mainland. The UN Children's Fund report an alarming increase in the use of so-called human bombs by Boko Haram insurgents in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has the story.
UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says 83 children were forced to go on suicide missions. She says the consequences for all children are terrible. Because of their role as human bombs, she tells VOA, children are widely viewed with suspicion.
People are afraid of children who have been victimized in this absolutely appalling way. There are instances of children being ostracized by their communities.
UNICEF calls the use of children as human bombs an atrocity and says they are, above all, victims and not perpetrators. It says rejecting children who have been released by Boko Haram or have escaped simply compounds their suffering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro called Russian President Vladimir Putin the world's main leader. We support Russia in all international scenes and the politics of peace. Today, President Vladimir Putin is the main leader of the world. He didn't seek that. History placed him there. During a news conference in Caracas, Maduro also said he expected to visit Russia soon for meetings with Putin's government for talks that would touch on energy, defense, and food issues. Maduro has kept warm political and commercial ties with Russia during a time of tense relations with the United States. North Korea's state news agency released photos on Wednesday that appear to show the designs of one or possibly 2 new missiles. Concept diagrams of the missiles were seen hanging on a wall behind North Korean leader Kim Jong-un while he visited a plant that makes solid fuel engines for the country's ballistic missile programs. One of the photos clearly showed a diagram for a missile called Pukuksong 3, which appears to be the latest in its Polaris series. The other was harder to discern, though it carried a Hwasong or Mars designation name. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.